Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hi, that's your real name.
It is.
M-I-S-T-R-Y.
That's right.
We've had several people ask.
All the time.
Your whole life, I bet.
You know, it never even occurred to me that it was an issue.
Really?
Until the radio show.
Really?
And people are like, we can't believe that that's your really name. And we even had people say that they thought it was too gimmicky.
That it was fake and gimmicky. And why did we pick that? So, no, that's your real name. So you can Google him at Dr. Mystery, M-I-S-T-R-Y. But we do like to play your name off on things like the mystery vasectomy.
That's right.
And the mystery surgery. We're
not
taking the mystery out of the
taking
mystery.
Taking the mystery.
It's no mystery.
Put the mystery back in your urologic care. We really appreciate everybody joining us and being really active and engaged in our show. We love your questions. It's really what drives us in terms of giving you information that you'd like. We get a lot of questions on Peyronie's disease. So if you have a penile curvature, definitely there's 20 segments that you can get on the podcast.
Oh, that's right. Listen to the podcast. They're free and they're out there everywhere.
If you don't know how to do a podcast, please find a young person and have them teach you.
You can Google our podcast, the Armour Men's Health Hour podcast. You can type in things like Peyronie's disease or funny looking penis or all sorts of things, and you'll find several of our podcasts.
We love your questions. And Donna, you've got a great question for us.
I do. It's a loaded one. It's very simple and basic, but I thought, gosh, that's just such a powerful question. This particular patient sent in a question to armormenshealth@gmail.com. He's had his prostate removed entirely. His question is, is there anything he can do about his libido because it's diminished so greatly?
That's an excellent question. There's several parts of that question. If you've been a listener of the show, you'll know that I'm always trying to get at what really that question's asking and then try to broaden it so that I can address issues that may not specifically relate to you in that question, but you can get some information out of it. More than likely, this listener has had their prostate removed for prostate cancer. They've had a radical prostatectomy. Most often that's done robotically nowadays. Depending on how your function is beforehand, the incidence of erectile dysfunction can be anywhere between 30% and, 70% in some studies after the surgery. And that's because the nerves that are responsible for encouraging your penis to engorge with blood, they live right next to the prostate gland. And they're not marked. In a book, they look like they're a different color. But when you're operating,
but in life,
no, that's not how it is. It's all the same color. Your job as a experienced robotic urologist or a cancer surgeon is to try to find where those nerves usually lie, and then carefully try to take them off the capsule of the prostate without getting into the prostate and leaving cancer behind. So it's a game of millimeters, and you really only have one chance to get it right. If your cancer's not amenable to a nerve-sparing prostatectomy, or your erections weren't that good to start with, you may end up with severe erectile dysfunction and not an ability to get an erection. This listener's question says that their libido is low, which is sex drive. And I think that concept of sex drive and an ability to get an erection, they get intermixed in people's minds. So usually we consider libido to be more of a psychological urge, and we consider erectile dysfunction to be more a biologic or physical manifestation of that urge. If you still have a strong sex drive, getting an erection is something that we can make happen in a number of different ways. We can use medications. We can use something called a vacuum erection device, which is an external appliance that you put over your penis.
My husband's still waiting on that. Keeps thinking I'm bringing it home. I don't know.
And, if you saw the Austin Power movie, he talked about the Swedish penile enlargement device, but it was really a vacuum erection device. In our program here, if you get a radical prostatectomy for cancer, you're going to leave our office with a vacuum erection device always, because I think it maintains blood flow, penile health, and helps you return to sexual function sooner after your radical prostatectomy. And then we have something called an inflatable penile prosthesis. It is a marvel of science, if you ask me.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating.
I walk past the model in South Austin, I'm like, wow, that is big.
It was invented at Baylor College of Medicine.
Where you happen to attend.
Where I may or may not have gone to school.
Are you trying to take credit for this?
I am not. I'm just saying that fixing erections is in my urologic DNA. That inflatable penile prosthesis is a three-piece silicone device completely inserted inside your body. when you want to have an erection, you just pump it up. There you go. You're able to function well.
Play your theme song while you're pumping it up.
You get a great orgasm.
Eye of the tiger.
It maintains length and girth and rigidity of your penis. You know, I trained at Baylor and have done many penile prostheses. One of our partners here, Dr. Christopher Yang, he did an entire year fellowship.
Yeah.
He's done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of penile prostheses, and he's dealt with complicated ones and complicated people and redos and all these things. So if getting an erection and maintaining your sex life after a radical prostatectomy is something important to you, note that the penile prosthesis is covered by insurance.
Shocking every time. Breasts are not covered, but the penile implant is.
Well, I'm telling you.
Fascinating.
You know, as long as, you know.
Men are in charge.
Men are in charge.
All right.
I think that we'll continue to get that covered. And so take advantage. It's covered. And if you're not getting any erection on your own, you got nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. I did skip over one option that you have, which is called the intracavernosal injection. It's an injection of medicine that's right into the side of the penis. It can only be done before a penile prosthesis is done. So once the penile prosthesis is in, you can't use this option. The intracavernosal injection can give you a very robust, very satisfying erection.
For 4 hours or more?
Please call somebody if it lasts that long. And it is the kind of thing that, although off-putting when you first hear about it, this idea of having to inject medicine into your penis, but the needle is super tiny. Most people don't complain of the discomfort of the injection itself, and it's the kind of thing that can give you spontaneity and a robust erection back into your life.
We get really good feedback. Patients love it.
And it's about $7 to $8 a dose, usually not covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. But we have a wonderful partner called Pharma Labs out of Florida. They do an amazing job. They send it right to your house. And then they have a whole panel of pharmacists that will talk you through dosing adjustments and things like that, because there's a little bit of titration and a little bit of trial and error that goes into making that perfect. Mm-hmm. And we're just committed to making anything that we choose that's going to work for you. We want to make sure that we maximize it. We're not going to do it in a kind of a half-witted way, because we want to make sure that we've given every treatment opportunity to work. And so then I'll get to the next part of this, which is the libido or sex drive. Mm-hmm. So there's really nothing inherently about the radical prostatectomy that would lead to a low libido, except for self-esteem and confidence. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I use the analogy of me in golf. I'm terrible at golf.
You must be because you talk about it.
My desire to play golf is very low.
Oh, well, because it's very high.
I'm terrible at it.
My golf libido is very poor.
But if I was given a pill or some magical procedure in which I was, I could play golf well, then I might
be more
inclined to play golf. And so if you're having severe erectile dysfunction, having low libido would be, in my opinion, very natural. Mm-hmm. Actually, those guys that have no erections and have a strong libido, those are some of my favorite patients, because I'm like, well, hey, you're already halfway there. You're here and you want it. And we have lots of treatments for you. Mm-hmm. They're disappointed that I don't have a magic something.
Yeah.
Like a magic snap my fingers and get their erections back.
Right.
But that's not medically possible, and it's not why I'm here. I'm here to make sure that if you have a really significant underlying biologic issue that's preventing you from getting an erection, then I provide you the tools to be able to fix that.
And the options.
That's right. And if your libido is low and you're getting a partial erection, then we check your testosterone. We check other hormone levels. We look at you biologically to see if there's some underlying thing. And maybe it is psychological. And then we have the sex therapist here to help with that too.
Mm-hmm. I almost said, and we take a look at, we look at a picture of your wife and we go, oh,
do not do
I'm
that.
I'm kidding.
You're getting me in so much
I
trouble.
I am. Oh, the guys Lord. That get mad, they get mad at me and not you.
That, thank God. Well, another great show, Donna. Thank you.
That went by fast.
It sure does.
KLBJ must love us. We get in and get out. Nobody gets hurt.
That's what she said. Why don't Speaking you tell people of, how to get a hold of us?
We also have That's What She Said segments you can hear. Just Google our podcast and type in the words That's What She Said, and you'll hear our amazing female specialists who have been guests on our show. And they're giving out advice and letting you know what's going on from the female issue for what the man should expect. But anyway, email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. Listen to our podcast. We're in four locations in Central Texas. We're the second largest urology group, Dr. Mystery. It means we try a little harder and we're a little prettier on Friday nights. Our number again is 512-238-0762. That's 512-238-0762. This show is brought to you by urology specialists. And our website again is armormenshealth.com. Thanks so much.
The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by Urology Specialists of Austin. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.